Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Isa ka ba sa maraming magulang na nababahala sa skin allergies ng iyong anak? Alamin natin ang mga karaniwang skin allergies ng mga sanggol at bata sa episode ngayon ng Usapang Parental. Nababahala ang maraming magulang sa mga allergies sa balat ng kanilang mga anak, at ilan sa tinuturong dahilan ng mga skin allergies ay mga viral o bacterial infection, environmental factors at triggers, immune system response at genetic factors. Sa panayam ng SBS Filipino sa specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott, isa-isang pinaliwanag ni Dr. Scott ang mga karaniwang skin allergies ng mga sanggol at bata na aniya ay dapat bantayan ng mga magulang. Una na dito ang cradle cap na ani Dr. Scott ay isang kondisyon na karaniwang nakakaapekto sa mga sanggol.
Normally, ang first kong imi-mention is yung cradle cap. I'm sure a lot of parents, you know, notice that. These are the scaly patches on the scalp of the babies. Hindi naman siya harmful. It's quite, sometimes quite normal to have that because these are really dead cells and dead old tissue and old skin na nag-perform dito sa scalp ng baby. So, ang dapat gawin with this one is gentle massage lang with the baby oil. Mm-hmm. And then with a very, very soft brush to remove it. It will eventually go away.
Mm-hmm. Kung ang cradle cap ay mga nangangaliskis o magaspang na patches sa anit ng sanggol, ang baby acne naman ay parang tagiyawat sa pisngi, ilong, noo at minsan sa baba o leeg ng sanggol.
Another common one is yung baby acne. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's very common sa around mga 6 weeks old na baby, 8 weeks. So, the white or red faces of the babies. And sometimes it can look quite alarming to some parents. Mm-hmm. Kasi masyado siyang mapula. Mm-hmm. So, with this one, it's very harmless naman and it tends to go away on its own. So, the best thing to do is to moisturize it. Kung meron silang mga gentle baby moisturizer, just to put it on. And then, not too much on any harsh chemicals or harsh products. Mga baby shampoo or baby lotion.
Samantala, ang nappy rash o kilala din sa tawag na diaper rash ay isang karaniwang kondisyon sa mga sanggol kung saan ang balat ng sanggol ay na-irritate dahil sa matagal na pagkadikit ng balat sa ihi o dumi mula sa nappy o pagkaka-expose sa ilang partikular na irritant.
Another common one is yung dinatawag nating nappy rash, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or diaper rash. So, it's due to prolonged exposure sa wetness at sa friction ng nappy. So, and sometimes what can happen is nagiging siyang very red and very, you know, very raw. So, a very important thing to do with this one is, you know, to make sure you use a fragrance-free wipes or sometimes water, plain water, yeah? And also apply baby barrier cream. Sometimes, ang nangyayari to that is it turns into a fungal infection. So, yung nappy rash, it becomes a fungal infection. And usually, it happens kung halimbawa nahalata mo, it's not resolving, it looks quite really worse. So, you have to see your doctor and then the doctor can then analyze na, oh, there might be a component of a fungal infection in it, and they can prescribe antifungal cream on top of the ones I mentioned.
Ang eczema naman ay kilala din sa tawag na atopic dermatitis. Ito ay isang chronic condition kung saan ay namamaga at nairita ang balat. Ani Dr. Scott, di lamang mga sanggol ang apektado nito, pati na rin ang mga kabataan at mga matatanda.
Another very common one is yung eczema. I'm sure a lot of parents have this experience or have their experience with their little ones. So sometimes it can happen to very little children, little babies, also to babies. Ito yung tinatawag natin atopic dermatitis or eczema. It can be quite itchy and red at times, and sometimes it can make the skin quite dry. maraming cause ng eczema.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it is to do with yung disruption ng natural barrier ng ating skin.
Mm-hmm.
So once na disrupt yung natural barrier ng skin because of dryness, it goes into a vicious cycle. It becomes itchy, red, infected, and it becomes worse.
Paliwanag ni Dr. Scott, nagagamot ang eczema.
So the important thing talaga sa eczema is to moisturize. If they have to moisturize it 5 times a day, pwede. You know, they have to just really, really moisturize it. At saka kung merong redness, itching, irritation, of course, yung cortisone-based creams or ointments, which can really help. Marami rin trigger sometimes with this one. Sometimes it can be triggered by food, by the plants, fabrics, or even yung mga skin products. So it's very important to identify trigger din.
Isa pa sa mga karaniwang skin allergy ay ang hives o urticaria. Ito ay namumula at makating mga bukol sa balat.
Yung tinatawag nating hives
or
yung urticaria. This is yung red and raised welts on the skin at most of the time is itchy.
Mm-mm.
So, ang causes naman nito is sometimes to do with elements around us, like for example, yung pollens or grass or can be anything that irritates the skin at mahalata mamumula siya at magiging itchy. So, the important thing to do with this one is to to take some antihistamine, wakamotin, apply some soothing lotion to help it. As normally, they go away naman after 24 hours.
Paliwanag naman ni Dr. Scott, madaling ma-manage ang mga nabanggit na skin allergies basta't alam ang mga dahilan ng triggers at mga susunod na gagawin sakaling umatake ang mga alerhiya.
Easily, manage, shall we say. Namamanage naman siya. I think ang minsan some of the parents finding it hard to, challenging at times to manage, is yung atopic dermatitis or your eczema. Because it's a long-term condition. Ibig sabihin, hindi talaga siya naku-cure. Naku-cure siya, it gets better as the child grows, di ba? Pero minsan, kahit na may eczema ka, when you're an adult, minsan nagtitrigger pa rin siya, minsan, di ba? Because long-term condition siya, yeah? Pero namamanage siya. Meaning, kung as long as you know the triggers, as long as you know what to do pag nagsa-start na siya, then it can be managed. It can be kept at bay.
Payo naman ni Dr. Scott sa mga magulang na nahaharap sa hamon ng skin allergies na maging maalam tungkol sa mga allergies na mayroon ang mga anak upang hindi magpanic at kaagarang magamot.
Yung mga parents na, of course, their children may have this hives or yung allergic reactions or eczema or yung mga baby acne, the important thing is to be aware talaga what to do. You know, knowledge is very important but hindi tayo magpanic, you know, kasi ang skin ng babies, they are actually very, it can easily change, lalo na yung mga babies na lang months pa lang. So, you notice sometimes after a shower, you notice very red. But then after an hour, 2 hours, nawala na yung redness. Yeah? So it's very important. Knowledge is very important. Being aware what to do. And if you're not sure, have a chat with your doctor. Have a chat with your GP. Discuss what are your concerns. And so you will be reassured din kung anong mga gagawin.
Mahalaga na kumonsulta ang mga magulang sa isang pediatrician o healthcare practitioner upang matugunan ang mga alalahanin tungkol sa allergy ng anak. Makakatulong sila upang matukoy ang sanhin ng allergy sa balat, magrekomenda ng mga naaangkop na paggamot o mga diskarte sa pamamahala at magbigay ng patnubay kung paano bawasan ang mga nagtitrigger at pagaanin ng mga sintomas. Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. Buhay magulang ay gagaan kung may tamang gabay. Para sa Usapang Parental, ako si Claudette Centeno.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
i-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.